Yet calling up a serious look, his hourglass trembled while he spoke. "Neighbor," he said, "farewell. No more shall death disturb your mirthful hour. And further, to avoid all blame of cruelty upon my name, to give you time for preparation and fit you for your future station, 3 several warnings you shall have before you're summoned to the grave. Willing for once, I'll quit my prey and grant a kind reprieve, in hopes you'll have no more to say, but when I call again this way, well pleased the world will leave." To these conditions both consented, and parted perfectly contented. What next the hero of our tale befell, how long he lived, how wisely and how well, it boots not that the muse should tell. He plowed, he sowed, he bought, he sold, nor once perceived his growing old, nor thought of death as near. His friends not false, his wife no shrew, many his gains, his children few, he passed his hours in peace.